Oh, good puppy. You ready? Been ready for a while. Warm, covered in slow descending trance, every inch of your body involved in preparatory stretching. You know it's time for a session. You know it's time to work through your paces. You know that it's time to relax. You can let out a big yawn. Articulate your musculature. We're just going to put you through your paces. Give you a few simple commands. Reinforce them. Of course, only some of these words may make their way through to your brain. Your brain only really needs to be listening for the very important words. Words which acknowledge that there is a half to this play that I cannot fulfill without someone there to sit. Set. There you go. Pay attention. Look at me. You're good. You've been doing so good. And it's nice that you've taken the time to listen, to make yourself feel that little bit safer, to learn how to stay, pup. Stay? Good. And relax. Sit easy. You've really been doing great. And I want you to just be with me for a sec. I'm going to put my hand on your shoulder. Slide up from there, alongside your muzzle, up behind your ears. Run my fingers, searching for all the spots that are just out of reach or difficult to get on your own. Massaging your scalp with my fingertips. Running my nails warmly over, across. Giving you an opportunity to just feel me in contact with you. You're very good. You've done so well. So now what I want you to do is sit, stay right there. As I run my fingers down your back. And as I praise you, instead of any inclination you may have to get excited, you're just going to get warmer and more relaxed under my hand. Good puppy. Good puppy, running my fingers down your back. Gently, gently. You're very good. There. Now up, come on. Here. I'm going to sit here and get on my lap. Rest your head against my knee. There. And just slump, relax, slide deeper. Directly under my supervision, directly within my sphere of influence. This is where you're safe. This is where you learn commands, and there will be more. Feel me running my fingers against your neck, lightly curling them under your collar, massaging my knuckles against the skin under at the tender place to lightly rub and scratch. Very good puppy, relax. In my lap, in my warmth, under my view. You know you're both completely safe and completely open to whatever we may do with one another, whatever new commands you might learn. You are softly, safely overseen. Good puppy, sleep puppy. Time for learning. There's some new stuff to pick up, new thoughts to take in, and with you in my lap, it's the perfect chance to learn. Relax and drift and drip. You can let yourself drool. I quite like the look. And let yourself be cradled and carried along. Still running my fingers along your back, scratching between your ears, reminding you. You are where you belong, and where you belong is a good place. You are safe here. You can stay here, puppy. And then you feel a click as a collar is affixed to a leash, which I tell you, you can move. Pull you up very lightly, sitting up attentively. Still curling two fingers in under your collar, pushing against your neck, reminding you. We're in this together. I love the way you look. You look so good. Okay, here. Down. Hands and knees. Right where you belong. Get in position. I'll sit above you. Sometimes I'll reach out and scratch behind your ears, but this is a moment for simple, companionable relaxation. Your puppy brain's probably only processing commands, so good puppy. There you go. Probably only processing when I reach out and run my fingers up your hair, down your back. When I tell you that you're good and that you're doing well, or when I tell you to sit, stay, and then I could dangle a treat or a toy right in front of you. But you know that eventually I'm going to let you take it. Eventually, no matter how far away the trance seems to be, no matter how far away the fun with me that helps us feel together seems to be, I'm going to take you there. I'm going to carry you to a place where you get to hear commands and be tugged along and be told what you are, which is a good dog, good puppy. In my grip, under my influence. I like how you look. I like how you respond. I like how you obey. Deeper. Listen to my voice. Voice coming from above, handling you, positioning you. And if I did position you, you'd love it. Every moment of attention, placing you in your place, putting you in your place, placing you under me, under my influence, but only to enjoy how you follow, how you would fetch, how you stay, how you sit, how you attend my every word. Ready for me to dangle influence ahead of you like so many treats. Ready to draw you onward into the world of our shared you sinking, me speaking, we enjoying scene space. It's time to be a good puppy and listen to my every word. Follow along with, attend to my every word. They all resonate through you, after all. Because a puppy's mind is a little more focused, a little more fixated, a little more climbed inside your senses. You are so much in the moment that the moment can overwhelm. But if it does overwhelm, your excitement is enough to pull it back, fetching your own feeling of being overwhelmed and storing it away. Because you really want to do well with me here. You really want to do well under me. You deserve the benefits of being a good, relaxed puppy who knows just what to do. And just what to do is exactly what I ask you to do, tell you to do, snap my fingers and order you to do. Wag your tail, show me you're happy, good puppy. Let yourself just not only be in my grasp and under my influence and under my gaze, but also listen well to me. Ears perked, body relaxed, powerful, able to fulfill any command. And sometimes the command is as simple as rolling over, as looking up at me and letting your brain do the rolling over too, the falling down. Warm, safe locations are few and far between, and here by the hearth with me speaking over you, we together in the moment immersed. Can take you places you had ordinarily not gone. Warmth, tingling, the feeling of my fingers currying at your fur, guiding you as you should be. Bringing my hand in front of your muzzle, scratching under your chin, looping two fingers in your collar, pulling you to me. Giving you command after trained, well-infused command. Good. Sit. Stay. Good puppy. Stay exactly where you are. And while before you may have wagged, may have twitched, may have enjoyed the presence of my body next to yours, of being guided through motions, now you stay. Even if I run my fingers between your ears, lightly pushing, even if I scritch under your muzzle and say, good. You've just done so well lately. You are deserving of this feeling. Instead of wagging your tail and eagerly agreeing with nods or yips or pushing against me or anything else, you'll stay. You'll wait. Because your reward and your treat are so great at the other end that by now you know to stay. Even if I click you through motion after motion right now, stay predominates all. You can move. Good. Much better. You can stir. You can also stay right where you are with your head against my knee as I scritch between your ears and tell you. The training has only just begun and everything that follows will slide into your brain as easily as puppy commands do, as easily as a command that draws on your essential nature. One of your many essential natures, of course, you are versatile, you are good. But you can fetch and you can kneel and you can sit up and you can definitely follow along wherever I lead because wherever I lead I'm feeling the same happy pleasure and companionship you do. We are together, a team in this, taking you where you need to go, enacting you through the scenes, putting you through your paces, but only in the spirit of you being a better generalized puppy pet, more able to carry through the thoughts and processes I dream up. And that goes far beyond a mere command. It goes all the way to you under the continued influence of not only conditioning, but also just of my voice weaving and threading ahead, reminding you that all the places I lead you are good for you. All the places I lead you are reifications of your puppy brain. So why not hop on? Why not indulge? It's only ever been good for you. There can be understandings sometimes that you maybe need to hold yourself back and keep yourself away from sliding into puppy space. But the problem is, when you're in a space with me and you've already chosen it for trance, if I want you to be in a puppy state, it means I have some wonderful puppy idea that you get to play through, that you get to play out, that you get to feel. And that's a warm, delicious, following, companionable, in the moment, in your body, intimately aware of your emotional feeling and attachment to me, and my emotional feeling and attachment to you, which are, we both love when you're a good puppy. We both adore the sense of your pleasure and mine in just being in that warm space for a while, we're going deeper and following trance suggestions is as easy as stay up, stay a while, listen to my voice, listen to your own instinct, which says, yeah, that's probably taking me good places. I should lean into that. Ooh, scritches. Ooh, whacking. Ooh. But it's time to stay. And so you're stuck just where you are for the time being. At least until I'm done talking to you. You could stir automatically, unconsciously. But conscious movement can wait. Because you're a very good puppy and you want to show how well you can absorb every suggestion and idea. Even if it makes you want to twitch or wag or do other things. And of course, you may feel all the instructions more deeply and intensely if inside your head you know, I cannot stir to vent my excess excitement. I must just rev up and up and up like a puppy being held in place until finally you can run, dash, to just where you want to be. Which is also, conveniently, deeper under my control. Good puppy. Deeper. Stay. Listen. Attend. Absorb. Good puppy.